Watermelon Seeds podcast. Today it is just me. My name's Ellie, and I'm solo today, which is so weird. We record the podcast on Zoom, so I'm watching myself on Zoom right now, which is really interesting. But basically, today is just going to be a little bit of girl talk. We're calling it behind the boyfriend, kind of like behind the scenes, but behind the boyfriend. For those of you who don't know, Joseph is my boyfriend. I'm pretty sure everyone knew that, but just to clarify, that's the boyfriend we're talking about. Joseph, if you're listening, you're my boyfriend. Did you know that? Oh goodness, this is going to be a wreck. Okay, no. It's not going to be a wreck. Let me just gather my thoughts. So, basically, I'm going to go through a few things today. First of all, it's going to be advice for any girl in general. Then I'm going to talk about my experience, what it was like not dating someone until I was 20, almost 21, what it's been like being in my first relationship. And then for people that are wondering, like, okay, is this my boyfriend? Is this my husband? I'm going to give you a few like tips on how to know if he's someone you should be in a relationship with. And then lastly, some advice for girls who are single and are just content with that. So, first of all, my advice for anyone is know you are loved. That is the biggest thing I can say. Yeah, basically, that's like the gist. And I'm saying that because when there's like talk of boys and like relationships and everything, it can be easy to look for love in people like that. But in reality, like, we're already loved by God, and he's actually our creator. And not only is he just our father or our creator, but he's actually in charge of this entire universe. He's our king, he's creator. He is in charge of your heart. He's in charge of your life and this world. And I know that can be a scary thought, and that should be a whole nother podcast episode. Trusting God and calling him Lord, even when we don't see him, like, all of that is a whole new topic. But I want you to know that you are loved. And so I have a verse to share with all of you. It's Isaiah 43:4. It says, "You are precious and honored in my sight. And because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life." So this verse specifically is talking about the people of Israel, which is like God's people back then. But these words ring true for each one of you listening to this. You are precious and honored in his sight. And because he loves you, he would do anything for you, basically. And so, in fact, not only would he do anything for you, but he would redeem your life with the death and resurrection of Jesus. So, okay. I'm really getting on a tangent, but basically, step one for anyone listening to this, I don't care if you're married, I don't care if you've been married for 40 years, or if you are on your first date right now, I don't know where you are in that journey, but I want you to know you are so loved, and you're loved by the person who matters most. So yeah, that's step one. But yeah, I will say it's kind of fun to be loved by people. And God gives us friendships and family members and even significant others for that kind of love too. So that's why we're talking about behind the boyfriend. So yeah, basically my journey. So my name is Eliana Lynn Zimmerman, and I grew up very much as like a girly girl, I would say. I mean, I was like fine. I could like put a worm on a fishing hook, but still pretty girly girl. Didn't have guy friends. Like, I mean, I could talk to boys, but like, and you, I don't know if Thomas or Max are listening to this, but they're probably my first like real guy friends. And we were friends in like high school through church. So, and honestly, I still got like nervous if it was like just me and them, like driving to youth group or something. But anyway, this is so TMI. They're probably laughing at me right now. Oh goodness. But anyways, so yeah, I didn't really have guy friends, and so therefore I just didn't really interact with boys, so I just didn't really date. I was recently talking to someone though, and I definitely wanted to be liked. Like, I vividly remember like caring about like if boys looked at me like when I entered a room, or like if people thought I was cute. I remember like getting follow requests or like getting added on Snapchat by boys was always like, oh my goodness, he likes me. Or like if boys would ask me out, I often like was like, oh boy, like this boy likes me. Or, like people would come into work or say something. Or I still remember sixth grade was, oh goodness, I'm just calling people out left and right. But this boy basically said, can I come over to your house sometime? And I think that was him saying he liked me. But unfortunately, I said no. So yeah, again, no boyfriend, no boy interactions. Basically, yeah, high school. Then I got to college and I definitely like was more open to having guy friends. And like spent a lot of time with like guys and crew, guys that lived in my dorm, with my friends, and I would hang out with them. Like people would meet through classes, like definitely grew in having guy friends. But still, honestly, at this point, it wasn't just because I was scared of boys, although I probably was a little bit scared of boys. But it was also just a big part of it was I had really grown to really stick to my set of standards that I had in my mind. And these standards really mattered to me. And I'll get to that later. But basically, I just like the boys I met, like I knew they weren't my husband and I knew they weren't worth dating. I'm so sorry. That's so mean. They're worth dating, but they just weren't going to match my life goals and like what I thought that would be a good match for me. So anyways, didn't end up dating anyone. And then Joseph came around, and when I met him, he was in a relationship. So again, like he was just a friend. Just really grew to appreciate him as a friend. He actually, I was telling him this recently, but he really revealed his character through who he was, before he started liking me, which matters a lot to me because girls out there, piece of advice for you, boys will act differently trying to impress you. And girls do the same thing. Like we as girls will often like try and wear a cuter outfit or I don't know. Say a certain thing to make someone like us. I think that's just human nature. But if you can know someone before they even like you, like just as a friend and know their character, that is like a huge way to set yourself up really well. So, anyways, yeah, met Joseph, blah, 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 blah. If you guys want to hear how me and him started dating, like the whole story, you can go listen to our other episodes. We have an Joseph and Ellie part one, as well as Joseph and Ellie part two. So both of those are really fun. I love those episodes so much. I feel like when we're at 70, we're gonna play those back and like remember what all the first moments were like. I really want. Okay, this is probably a hot take. Well, it's not a hot take, but this is a little bit sneaky to say, but it's not sneaky. I don't know. But anyways, I think it would be cute if we played like some snippets of that podcast episode at our wedding. We get married. I have to whisper because it's not confirmed. Oh no, I'm gonna have to ask Joseph if this should be edited out. Well, if you're listening to this, then it didn't get edited out, but that's okay. Okay, anyways, so yes, that was kind of like how we started dating, was like going from friends and then he started liking me and then blah blah blah, the whole story that is already recorded. But just some of like the behind the boyfriend Ellie's opinions of this whole situation. I will say, because I had never dated, I was super like cautious going into a relationship and I needed things to move slowly. And when I say slowly, I mean like he told me he liked me in April, early April or end of March, I forgot. And it took until like end of May for me to even like consider dating him basically. And then even then I was going to Spain that summer and I also just like wasn't sure, and he like was still like not super sure like asking me to be his girlfriend obviously yet either. So it took a couple more months over the summer for me to warm up to the idea. Lots of journaling about him and trying to pray about what the right decision was, and finally got to a point where I could say yes to just even spending time with him in August when we went and went on a walk and watched the sunrise. So that was in August. And then it took another month. No. Yeah. No, like a couple of weeks before we went on our first date, which, by the way, he asked me on this date in a letter in May. So I had had time for all of summer to decide if I wanted to go on this date or not. And so I finally went on the date, and then it took a couple more weeks before he asked me to be his girlfriend. And honestly, guys, okay, here's another little behind the scenes tip for you. Or not tip, but a little sneak peek. So basically, Joseph asked my friend, one of my closest friends, I think, like, told her, I think I'm gonna ask Ellie to be my girlfriend this weekend. Like, do you think she'll say yes? And he meant it to be private. Like, he didn't want the friend to tell me. But of course, as a girl does, she told me, thank goodness. So this was like on a Friday. So I had like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then Labor Day, the Monday, he asked me to be his girlfriend. And honestly, guys, I think if he would have asked me and I didn't know, I would have said, like, I need time to think about it. Like, literally, I probably would have said that. But because I had had all weekend to like think about it beforehand, I was ready to say yes. So, yes, that's September 5th, 2022. I said yes to being his girlfriend. And again, slow moving. So I was like super slow to feeling like comfortable, like around his roommate. Zach, if you're listening to this. Yeah, I was really nervous. Meeting his family, like, I took a while for me to like fully warm up. Just everything in regards to our relationship, like, it's just been slow and like intentional because that's what I needed. As someone who had not dated before, I needed slow and intentional time. So, moral of the story, my tip from all of this little spiel is know your timeline and take your time. That's what I would say. So, for some of you might be older, you might be like, maybe you've had a couple of relationships, maybe you're kind of ready to settle down and you know what you're looking for, and it's not gonna take you a year or more or a year and a half to start dating someone and know you're ready to marry them. You might be like 6 months in and you're like, yep, this is the one, I'm ready, like, go for it. And I would say that's amazing. Like, I'm glad that you have that wisdom and that ability to decide big things in short amount of time, short amounts of time. On the other hand, if you're someone who's kind of like more like me and maybe you're like, nope, it's gonna take me like a while. I need to know the person first. I need to go on many dates before we call each other boyfriend, girlfriend. I need to wait a long time before we start talking about engagement. I need to date them for like years. I would say, like, if that's the timeline that's best for you, and then with prayerful consideration and talking to wise people in your life, you feel like that's the best option, then go for it. I don't think there's a right or wrong way to do this. So I'm just sharing my experience. But yeah, take your time. So that is part of like the story of how we started dating. I really should have made an outline for this podcast. It's just gonna be me telling stories here and there. But oh, I know. Something I will share is that I definitely had, like, I mentioned this already, but I had high standards. So I think I'm gonna read you guys my list. I wonder, did I read this on the first episode of our podcast? I don't think I did. Maybe I did. I don't remember. But basically, I wrote a note on my phone. My friend had told me, write a note on, or like make a list when you don't like anyone. Make a list of all the qualities you want in a boy or a future man. Because that's when you're like clear-headed and you don't have someone in mind. So I did this. When did I even make this? I don't even know. But a while ago, God's plan for my future man. Where is it? There it is. So basically, I made a note on my phone called God's plan for my future man, and I wrote down like the list of things that were like core to who I dated. And then I wrote down like a bonus quality list as well. So I'm gonna read all of them to you. First of all, they need to love the Lord and genuinely want to deepen his relationship with God. That was important to me. Second, being humble and respectful to elders in the church, family, etc. Not seeking a name for himself. He's okay not being the center of attention, etc. That was really important to me too. Like, it's one thing to like know God, but it's another thing to be prideful. So I needed someone who was humble. Like, that mattered a lot to me. Next was a listening leader who cares about me and remembers important things I tell him. So I like know what it feels like for someone to not remember things. And like, I've had friendships before where it's like no shade for anyone, but it can just be hard sometimes to be like an intentional friend. And I knew, like, in a boy, I was gonna need someone who could remember and listen to me and care about me, because that makes me feel very loved. So that was next on the list. Then I had servant-hearted and compassionate. That was really important to me. And also passionate about justice. So like I wanted them to feel pain when hard things happen in the world. Like, yeah, just a lot of things with that. Just someone who's compassionate to marginalized groups of people and someone who could empathize with my heart because I care a lot about people like that. So yeah, compassionate, servant-hearted, all that. It's kind of the same thing. So, of course, no one's perfect. So Joseph, if you're listening to this, we call each other, we use the word close because no one's perfect. So I'll just say like, you're so close. Like you're so close. And he'll be like, you're like so close. Like you're close. So anyways, that's an insight into our relationship is that we use the word close instead of perfect. So again, no one's perfect. You can be close, but you're not perfect. So what mattered to me was that Joseph, first of all, he showed all these things really well in my opinion. But even in the things where like it's impossible to be perfect in, he wanted to grow in. So like knowing that he had the character that was like teachable and wanted to grow in all those things was super important to me. So after I realized all these things about him, and honestly, guys, a lot of these things I learned about him through being his friend. And then once he was kind of like bringing up dating, I had like already known in my heart like all these things about his character. So it made it a lot easier for me to like say yes to being his girlfriend. So yeah. But now, I'm gonna read you guys the bonus quality list because I think it's fun and because Joseph honestly checks off like all of them, which is so fun. But again, I don't think like that's another tip I would have. I would say have standards and have fun with it. Like you can have preferences. I don't think anyone's gonna really be in a successful relationship if they don't have some fun with the person that they're dating or have some interest in them besides just character because you have to have like shared interest. In my opinion, this is all. I've only been dating one person for 1 year, so this is all. Take my advice with a grain of salt. But okay, here's the bonus quality list. He needs to be good with kids and dream about being a loving father to at least three children. So I wanted him to want to be a dad. Next up, I wanted him to be funny, make me laugh, and honestly make our group of friends laugh. Like, I just wanted someone who was silly. Next up, I needed someone who was not a video game addict. I literally cannot. Now that I've been dating Joseph for a year, though, I will say fantasy football, borderline video game. No, I'm just kidding. Oh no. I'm kind of nervous to see his reaction to some of the stuff I'm saying. It's a little unfiltered, but I'm just kidding. I actually love fantasy. It's very interesting to me, like how the players all work and how it's like not the same team, but like you make a team. It's interesting. Okay, hopefully that was fine. Anyways, next up, I really wanted him to play an instrument, because I like to sing and I think it would just be sweet to like make music together. And he plays guitar. So anyways, by the way, if anyone is selling a vintage Gibson, reply to this podcast or DM one of us. He's definitely on the market. It's his new favorite guitar. I don't know if it's his new favorite, but a vintage Gibson guitar. Okay, yes. So that was one of the things on the bonus quality list. And the last one was smiles with teeth, which might sound silly, but people just look happier when they can like show their full smile in pictures and not just like half smile. So that mattered to me. And if anyone knows Joseph, I think his smile is one of the best characteristics about him, honestly. Just makes me so happy. So yeah, those are the bonus qualities. And I will say, guys, I am like so grateful. I think, first of all, my list isn't super long. There's one, two, three, four core things, and then one, two, three, four, five bonus things. So, I'm really grateful that Joseph literally checks off all of those things. Like, I honestly am so grateful. But I would say, like, I don't live in a dream world. Like, I know that, again, like I said, no one's perfect. And so there's ways he can grow in those. And there's ways I can grow in those things as well. And not only that, but I think it's important, like, for people out there, if you're dating someone and maybe they don't check off, like, every single box, for example, maybe he doesn't. What if, like, Joseph didn't play an instrument? Or what if he wanted two kids, not three kids? I think those are things that, like, could be compromises. On the other hand, if he told me that he, like, likes going to church, but he doesn't really care that much about his relationship with God, that would have been an immediate no. Not only that, but if he was a prideful person and, like, never open to being taught by like wise people or humble at all. That would have been a no for me too. So my tip for all of you is to have like a list of things that are essential. And I think it's good to have some bonus ones too. But you don't have to make a list if you don't want. Of course, I think it's good to be open-handed. And sometimes people will plop into your lap and you didn't even think about what character traits you wanted. But suddenly you have someone in your lap that you want to be dating. So that's great. But for me, I think like knowing how my brain works and wanting to make decisions, thinking about all sides, it was really helpful for me to know like certain things about a person that I was going to need before I could be in a relationship with them. And it made me more confident going in as well. So, yeah, that was like on paper, but reality is a different story. Implementing being a girlfriend was so hard for me. To start, I just was so like nervous, and I like was always like feeling like, I don't know, should I just break up with him? Like taking like steps of faith, like in being vulnerable and like letting someone into my life, like letting a boy like know who I was, like everything was just so scary. Like hugging him for the first time was like scary. I was like, it's a boy. Like, oh man, I just literally had such a fear of boys. So, yes, on paper, I knew like, okay, great. Like, Joseph checks off a lot of characteristics I need. It was still so hard for me to like go in. In fact, it's funny, we kind of laugh about it because early on in my relationship, I like needed time away from him. Like, if we had been hanging out for like an hour, I was like, okay, like, I would like to go home, or like, I'm ready to be done. Like, on our walk or whatever. I just felt like I should have like less time with him and like more time with friends and homework and all of that. Like, which is good, and I think that's very true. But I think it was like a little extreme to the point where like you can want to spend time with him, Ellie. You don't have to be scared of him. So it just took me, like I said, it took me a little bit to warm up to the idea. So yeah. But anyways, I would say a more recent, so it's fun to talk about the beginning of our relationship, but I did want to give you a piece of advice for those who have been dating for a while, or for people who maybe haven't been dating but just want advice. I would say the thing I said at the beginning of this podcast, making that priority is super important for me. So I said, number one, know you are loved by God, know you are loved. And I think the times in my relationship where it can be a little rocky, or the times where I really just want to be engaged and I don't feel like waiting to get engaged until we're closer in distance, or the times where I feel like I haven't been getting enough texts during the day, or the days where I feel like, I don't know, it could be a million things. The days I feel like I'm not being a good enough girlfriend, or I'm not getting enough compliments, or whatever it is, those are the days when I know that I have lost sight of who loves me most. And that is something I've had to continuously repent of as I've like grown in being a girlfriend. And I actually just recently came to the realization that things, so yeah, for those that are listening, I guess you've probably gathered by now, I would like to marry him. hopefully this can be on the podcast. This is very personal, but whatever. I would like to marry him, but I also know that it's not our timing right now. Like, God has made it pretty obvious that we have ways that we need to be loving people around us in the cities we're in first before we can be getting married. So anyways, because of that, I realized that I really, really want to get married, but not only that, I really, really want to feel secure and feel fully loved, and like there's no limits or boundaries in our love. And realizing that has made me realize even more, even greater, that I need to be finding that security and that endless love in God, because marriage is not going to solve all my problems. In fact, I've heard that marriage is actually kind of tricky. So, I really need to be seeking like full love from the Lord and full surrender and security in Him. And not just like, oh, waiting until I finally get to be a wife. So, for those of you that are in a relationship, I would say at any stage, whether you're just starting to date someone, whether you've been dating them for 10 years, and if you're married or engaged, you are loved. Like I said before, you are loved by God, not by your significant other. Yes, they love you, and I'm hoping that they love you with God's love, but it will never be a love that can fulfill you, like the love from God that literally redeems us from our messiest self and allows us to live with Him eternally, and live with purpose on earth. So, yeah, know you're loved. That's something that I recently had to remind myself over and over. But I feel like I've been talking for a while. I really should have like timed myself. Anyways, those are some of my main tips. I feel like there was another thing I was gonna tell you guys. Okay, so I've kind of talked about like our main like little story and then like some of my feelings, advice. Oh yeah, advice for those that are single and also advice for those that are wondering if they should date someone. Okay, so back to the wondering if they should date someone. Because this is something that I talked about a little bit, but I really think it's important to know who they are before they start liking you. And I know that's not possible in every circumstance, but knowing their character. So maybe you like meet someone through like social media or like dating online or like a mutual friend. I think a way that you can get to know who they are outside of that is by talking to their friends or family members or people around them. Like, okay, like, what are they really like? What's their work ethic? How do they treat you? All those kinds of things is helpful. For me, I got to see those things on display just from being his friend. I still remember in December at a conference we were at, he like took my sister under his wing and like walked her to Chipotle with some of our friends, like, and she didn't know anyone and I wasn't there, and like he didn't need to talk to this little random high school girl, but he just like treated her with so much care. And that same conference, he also ended up driving this kid home 2 hours away, meaning it was an extra like 4 hours of driving for him. And I was just like, what? That's so servant-hearted. And like, he's just doing that out of the kindness of his heart, like who he is. So, anyways, that's a little spotlight on Joseph. But like I said, for those that are wondering if they should date someone, what are they like outside of you? What are they like outside of like the cute texts they send you or the cute outfits they wear or the fun dates they take you on? But what are they like actually like? And if that lines up, then I would say go for it. I would say there's no need to worry. Like, if their character is aligned with the Lord and with growing in Him, then that is a green flag. Someone on our podcast a few episodes ago, actually a long time ago, said any Christian can date another Christian. And of course, that's like a blanket statement, but there's some truth in it. Like, if you're both walking with God, like, there's really no, the Bible isn't clear about any reason that that would not be honoring. So, yeah. I will say too, for those of you that are like in, I feel like I know a lot of girls who they like a boy, but then the boy doesn't like them back. And so then they're kind of stuck in this, like, does he like me? Does he not like me? And let me just say, don't waste your time getting feelings for someone, if they're not making steps towards you. And I know that's so hardcore, but honestly, it's so not worth your emotional effort and investment to like try and make this boy like you, or to try and read if like each signal he's sending in the room is saying that he likes you. If he's not specifically asking you to spend time together or asking to text you or asking you on a date or saying he likes you, then he probably isn't in a place, he either doesn't like you or he's not in a place to be in a relationship. And so I know this is going to sound so blunt, but honestly, I think it's like some of the best advice that I wish I would have gotten, because silly crushes, they're not a waste of time, but they're kind of a waste of time. I'm sounding so blunt. I hope this is okay. Maybe I'll have to cut this out. I don't know. Anyways, I really do. I understand what it's like to have a crush. Like, trust me, like, I didn't date until I was 20. There was plenty of boys I thought were cute before then, or like boys that I wished liked me. But I just think like the time and effort that gets put into that is not necessary. Like, each of you, if you're listening to this and you're a girl, you deserve someone who's going to pursue you. You are worth the effort of someone gathering the courage to spend time with you or talk to you or approach you or be intentional with you. Like, you deserve that. And guys, if guys are listening to this, you can do it. You can ask a girl to spend time with you. You can ask a girl on a date. You can compliment a girl. You can ask for her number. I believe in you. I just think Girls, and I guess I should say too, like, I guess there's circumstances where maybe girls would like make the first move or whatever the saying is, which I'm not going to speak on that. Like, you do what you want to do, but my generalizations are just like, girls don't, and anyone, don't waste time, like getting a huge crush on someone who you don't really know or who's not really making an effort to reach out to you, because I think you should be pursued. So I feel like that was a little bit controversial, and I know I'm not like, I'm just saying my opinion. These are my opinions, guys. This is just my little Ellie's ranting session called Behind the Boyfriend. You don't have to agree with everything I'm saying. But anyways, that's some advice for you. And then, like I said, lastly, advice for those that are single. Again, it all goes back to number one, know you are loved. I know it can be hard. Some people are single because they want to be single. Some people are single because they just feel like they haven't met the right person. Some people are single because the people that they want to date them don't want to date them. So then they're kind of just stuck. And I would say, yeah, know you're loved and also be patient. You never know who you're going to meet and when. It could literally, you can meet your husband or your spouse at a coffee shop or at the grocery store. Like, who knows? It could be in a class you're taking next semester. It could be your grandma's neighbor's grandson. It could be like, who knows? Like, literally so many people. It could be someone on a dating app. I don't know. I'm not anti-dating apps. It could be anyone. So I would say be patient. I know it can be hard when you don't know who it is right now, and that is stressful, and it can cause all those crushes like I was talking about. But I would just say, like, be patient. So know you're loved and be patient. And for anyone listening to this, whether you're in a relationship or not, I would say pursue goals in your life, because you never want someone to stop you from that. And you also never want to stop yourself from that by just waiting for a spouse or a significant other in your life. I think it's important to remember that we are made for, like I said, we're built for a purpose. And you are uniquely gifted in so many ways, and those things are valuable and matter to this world. And so, as easy as it is to romanticize relationships, that's not our main goal. Our main goal is to be created to be in relationship with God, and that's it. Dating and marriage is all just a byproduct that God created so that we could repopulate the world. So it's really not essential to your life. Yeah. So anyways, those were a little bit of some Ellie boy experiences. Some tips. Hopefully I didn't give too many tips, because I definitely am not the most knowledgeable. But I, yeah, just really care about each of you listening to this, and I know what it's like to be single. For most of my life, that was me. I know what it's like to be starting a relationship and scared. I know what it's like to be in a relationship. And I also know what it's like to want to be in a different stage of your relationship, and the next step of it isn't coming in your timeline. So I hope that you're able to empathize with me and maybe listen and heard something new that you appreciated. So thank you for listening to this girl episode. If you want more girl talk, let me know. I am always free to talk. I love talking. I do miss Joseph though. Oh, I'm actually sad. I didn't get to talk to him for this whole time. That's so sad. Oh, it's okay. You guys will all get to hear his voice next week. So thank you again for listening. I'm gonna pray for all of the girls, because I mean, I love you boys too, but it's just for the girls today. And for each of them, single and not single. Lord, thank you that you tell us in your word that we are precious and honored in your sight, and that we are deeply loved. God, I thank you that you love each and every person listening to this. God, no matter what their relationship status is or isn't, will you give them contentment? Will you give them peace? And will you help all of us to remember how important your love is and how transformational that is? I pray for those that are needing decision-making processes with a boy, or for those that need to get out of a bad relationship with a boy. God, make it obvious to them. And for those that are single and content, God, I praise you for that, and we thank you for them as well. Thank you for each and every listener, and thank you for this day. Amen. All right, well, I think that's going to be it for this episode. It was fun chatting with you guys. I would love to hear your thoughts on boys. Maybe if you have a list, send me a picture of your list or text me your story of how you and your boyfriend started dating. I love, love. So I would love to hear that. But all right. Have a good rest of your week. Love you guys. Bye, everybody.